B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, Mike Missionelli.
Good afternoon, everybody. On this summer, unofficial summer Friday, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missionelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And we'll start the same way as the days when I fill in here, and that is with the word of the day. And the word of the day today is agree. So obviously, a lot going on in the world and in the sports world. Baseball, they continue to argue. They can't work out their stuff. They do not agree at all. NBA, they've agreed to all their parameters. Everything's set for them to return. People are still upset with Drew Brees. People are also upset with Jake Fromm, who decided to tweet, to text this. Now, I don't know what kind of friend or whoever he was texting this to, but he decided to text someone that only elite white people make guns expensive, so only elite white people can afford them. Weird take there, Jakey. A lot of people mad about that. Protests, obviously, are continuing to go around. But I want to see if on this Friday, 610-632-0975, on this Friday, can we come up with anything in the sports world or the regular world, especially locally, that we can all agree on? It might be a challenge, but I want us to expand our minds like I always ask us to do and stop. And I know that we will still talk about, if you guys want to talk about the strife that's going on in this country or locally, whatever you want, obviously we will talk about that. But I'm trying to get to, is there anything at all that we can all agree on? Is there anything? 610-632-0975. Now, when I start to think about that locally, I think we can all agree, for example, that Mike Schmidt is the best Phillies player of all time. In the Hall of Fame, over 500 home runs. But in sports, that's about the only one I got. About the only one I got. Because, and the reason I'm bringing this up and I'm looking for ways that we can agree is, the one thing that people say, and I want to put this to the test, is, well, sports is the great unifier. And I'm not saying at all that that's not true. What I'm saying is, if that's the case, why don't we agree about anything when it comes to sports? I guess we all agree that we like it, like we like them. But once you peel that little layer of the onion away, there's a bunch of stuff we disagree on. If we say who's the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, I'm sure a lot of people would say McNabb. But just as many people, there'd be some Foles people in that mix. There'd be people who want to go way back in the day to back to the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We would not all agree on that. Is there anything in sports or otherwise that we can all agree on? The closest thing I could get was the Mike Schmidt situation. There's another one about life. I think we can all agree that interpretive dance stinks. That's something that came to my mind when I was doing prep. No one likes interpretive dance. If you're asking a person to do a dance and you have to interpret it because they're trying to convey an emotion, sitting down and watching that, we all agree that stinks. So is there things we can agree on? Like Drew Brees' thing that people have still been talking about. The majority kind of are checking Drew Brees, but not everybody. We don't all agree. Jake Fromm's just weird. That was just a weird take. And his teammate, good luck getting his teammates to agree to block for you, because you're already a backup to the backup. Good luck in that preseason, buddy. You better hope there's no preseason. Is there things that we can agree on? Now, Andrew, you're doing double duty today, like double duty. You are producing the show and you're doing the updates today. Natalie is off today. Off the top of your head, what are the things locally that we all, if there's anything, that we all can agree on after obviously a tough week in the city of Philadelphia and in America?
All right. It involves the Sixers, okay, but it's more of a blanket statement.
All right.
I think we can all agree that the Sixers are a good basketball team that just have a lot of flaws. Now, can we agree on the flaws is the question. Probably not. People will say, oh, it's Simmons' fault. People will say it's Embiid's fault. People will say it's Brett Brown's fault. People will say it'll be Elton Brand's fault for
how he built the team.
Yeah, the roster construction, lack of a bench. But in the big picture, I think we can all agree that the Sixers are a good team. They're a playoff team, right? They're not a bad team.
They're a good team.
They're a good team. They're not elite. They're not great.
See, I think they could be elite.
It could be. But they're not yet.
No, but I think they could be elite.
Like this team, this 2019-20 Sixers could be elite,
yes,
in your opinion.
I think that if getting to the finals is elite.
Okay.
I think if you're one of the two best teams.
Well, that's because you think they get to the finals.
I think they can get to the finals. I think they can get to the finals.
I don't think there's a shot.
See, so we don't agree.
Okay, but we can agree that they are at least a good team,
yes,
with flaws.
Yeah,
or at least a flaw.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
All right, there you go. There's one. So Schmidt and Sixer, but again, they're blanket.
And interpretive dance. Don't tell me you like interpretive dance.
Yeah, I like polka dancing.
Polka dancing is not interpretive dance.
Right.
It's not.
I like to dance sometimes. I'm really not good at it.
That's different. That's a different deal. I think we can all agree. Can we all agree that the Major League Baseball owners and the commissioner is an idiot?
Yes.
Can we agree with that?
I think we can agree with that.
All right.
Because it's just a mess. Here we are, June 5th.
Yeah.
We're almost there. No, today's 5th or 6th. I'm confused. Today's the 5th.
It's the 5th.
So we're one day away from one reported deadline date, which was June 6th, 5 days away from the other. Still not good.
No.
Still 5 days. Still within a week.
And they're still very far apart.
Yes.
Now the owner's latest proposal, apparently, they want to play 48 games,
yeah,
not
why?
50.
Why?
To save money. Because they lose money. Because this is how they look at it. They lose money every game they play because they're talking about what they're not getting.
Right.
Ignoring the fact that what they're really doing is making less money. There's a difference.
They lose money if they don't play, period.
Right.
They lose all money. They right. don't make a profit. Their only profit is, you know what? I haven't bought my Bryce Harper jersey yet. Let me go buy one.
Right. So that's where we're at. But 610-632-0975, it's been a tough week. We know it's been a tough week. And any of the issues of the week, obviously on a Friday when we wrap up the week, are on the table. But I'm trying to come up with things that we can agree on. Again, if sports are truly the great unifier, that would mean that when it came to sports, we would then be unified on some things. And what I'm finding, the more I think about it, the tougher it is. I want to challenge everybody. What in the world can we agree on? And then if you go into other things, movies, music, it's very hard to get people to agree about even the most minor of things. Therefore, I can only imagine how tough it must be for those who are trying to make things happen in the world to get people to agree on real things. We can't even get people to have a consensus that just racism is bad. Like, everyone should agree with that. Like, it shouldn't matter. But what some people have decided to do in my email this week is say, well, you know what, Tyrone? I heard the show. That racism doesn't exist. So that's not their way of saying that racism's good. It's the way of saying talking about the racism is bad because it doesn't exist. Can we agree on literally anything in the world other than Mike Schmidt being the best Phillies player ever? And it's weird. Is he the best Philly? How do you say that? See, the Phillies is a weird word.
Yeah,
you would say best Sixer, best Eagle, best Flyer. But do you say best Philly?
I'd say Philly.
You would?
Best Philly.
All right.
But you could also say best Phillies player ever.
Yeah.
You're not going to go best Philly player ever.
See, it's tough. But yeah, it's a little tough with the Phillies.
It just depends on how you want to start the sentence.
All right. Well, and then, of course, that interpretive dance stinks. No one likes it. Shouldn't exist. 610-632-0975. Challenging everybody today. What are things that we all of us can agree on? Is there anything? 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. 2 o'clock hour brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And now it's time to open the Twitter poll, and that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Andrew, what is the poll today?
Am I allowed to use the trumpets?
Yeah.
I'm kind of out, but, you know, the show.
Yeah, you're out on the trumpets.
I don't make the rules.
Yeah, you got to do the trumpet.
Yeah, I can't change.
Yeah.
The poll at 975 The Fanatic. Other than Mike Schmidt being the best third baseman in Phillies franchise history, is there any other topic that Philadelphia sports fans can agree 100% on? And we mentioned if you vote yes, please respond with the topic. Yeah. 68% say yes.
Okay.
68% say yes.
That's a high number. Okay.
Wait, I think that's too high.
Way too high.
Some responses that Brian Dawkins is the best safety in Eagles franchise history.
Yes. Okay. I can go with that.
I think I'm okay with that.
Yep, I'm good with that.
Reggie White, best defensive lineman.
In Eagles, I can go with that. Yeah,
probably. He's better than Fletcher Cox. He went lineman. He didn't say the end.
Right. He played all over. Yeah. Now, he wasn't here his whole career, but he was here long enough.
This one should be yes, but I know that there are people that will think differently, that the Eagles winning the Super Bowl was the best moment in Philadelphia sports history for fans. I want to say yes, but I'm sure there are some others.
Yeah. I think that's number one, I think. These are good. I'm trying to expand the mind a little bit today. It's been a tough week, if we're being honest. And if people still want to talk about Drew Brees, I know some other shows talked about that. We'll talk about that. If you want to talk about Jake Fromm, I mean, I don't know why, but because he's getting destroyed. And obviously Major League Baseball and the return of the NBA, that's all on the table. But I want to get to, at the end of the week, things we can actually agree on. And I'm finding out that it's tougher than I thought. Somebody said to me on social media, and we're about to get to Drew and Concha Hocken in just 1 second and all the other calls, that we can all agree that Dallas sucks.
I don't think you can.
There's a lot of Dallas fans in this area.
Yeah, but I would say Philadelphia sports fans is, as Anthony says, the 4 for 4.
Yeah.
I know people that were Cowboys fans growing up.
Yeah.
And
Who shifted.
Probably, and I know for a fact, some of them were post-high school because they used to, on Mondays after the Cowboys would win, they'd come in with their Cowboys. So that's until the age of 18.
Right.
That's, you know, you're an adult at the age of 18.
A grown man.
You are an adult at the age of 18. All of a sudden, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and they're wearing Eagles jerseys. Now, okay, fine. Welcome. Welcome to the party.
But they wouldn't say Dallas sucks because they love Dallas.
They have deep inside a love for the Cowboys.
And I can't have that.
So even though they claim Eagles number one, and they're fraudulent. I say they're fraudulent, they still claim Eagles number one. And they say, oh, I'm a Sixers, Flyers, Phillies fan. I like the Eagles. Hmm. As a kid, I like the Cowboys. That means you still have, when you see the Dallas star,
right?
You don't feel the hatred that you and I feel.
Yeah, I can't stand it. And I don't like any Dallas fans.
Neither do I.
I don't like any Dallas fan. Like, in my life, there's no Dallas fan that I like.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There's not a single one where I go, oh, yeah, I like that person. Nope.
That person was cool? No.
Nope. Don't like a single Dallas fan, like as a person. Even during this tough time, the pandemic or anything like that, if they're broken down on the side of the road, I'm not helping them.
Driving by.
Yep. And hoping that it's raining.
Even during these storms?
Yeah, I'm leaving them. Root for Dallas. I don't care.
Yeah, I was going for a run the other day.
Yeah.
I'm in Manion, and people don't really abide by stop signs, unfortunately.
How they roll, you got to be careful.
So when I run and cross the street, there must have been like 10 cars during my run that stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one car that yielded was they had their front license plate was a Dallas Cowboys star.
Of course.
Because in PA, you only need the back license plate. So they put the Dallas. And I'm like, figured.
Yep.
The one person that kind of rolled through the stop sign almost hit me.
There's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's something wrong with their DNA. Something's wrong with him. 610-632-0975. Drew, Concha Hocken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. I got two things for you. I'm going to start by saying you're doing a fantastic job this week. Really.
Thank you. I
really appreciate the program.
Thank you.
Hey, first thing, and I would like to see this actually, well, see if the, you know, if this could become a tradition here in Philadelphia, but, you know, after singing the national anthem, you know, turn around like we do in church and just, you know, say peace and shake hands to everyone in your section and just to make this world and city a little friendlier place and show we, you know, we respect each other. It's kind of simple, but I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea.
I'm not against it. Now, the tough part is it's going to be delayed because right now shaking hands is still not cool.
Because of
the virus. But after the virus, once we're back together again, I don't think that's bad at all. And I think people should try to make a point of it if they can to maybe shake hands with somebody that doesn't look like them so that we can at least, I think that little gestures like that, kids see it, other people see it. I think they could become contagious. So I'm not saying your idea is bad. I think your idea is good. It's just unfortunately, we probably won't be able to implement it until February of 2021. When I would like to be able to implement it tomorrow, like at a Phillies game, hey, after the anthem, find somebody that doesn't look like you and shake their hand. I think that would be really great. But unfortunately, with this virus, that's a thing that we have to just watch. That's also why I'm concerned about the protesters. I've been talking about safety, everybody's safety. I am worried if this is going to cause a spike with the virus.
Yeah, I feel like there will be. And it's a shame.
It's a shame.
It's a shame.
And I get that people are out there for righteous reasons. I just want them to be safe. And if the virus ends up spreading through the police force, you don't, whatever you're thinking in your mind about the police force right now, you don't want 200, 500 cops all with corona. Like, that doesn't do anybody any good. And with regular citizens, as things start to open up, I know in New Jersey there's going to be more announcements on Monday. Philly, Havertown and certain areas have outdoor dining tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And stuff like that. Everybody just try to be safe. So that's why I'm not going to shake hands. It's not going to be rude. I'll give you like an elbow, but I'm not shaking. I don't think I'm shaking hands ever again.
Really?
I'll give a fist bump or elbow.
I'll probably go handshake.
I'm not going back to the handshake. Nah, I can't go back to
that. I do got to give a shout out to somebody. I don't know who did it, but yeah. I remember seeing a picture when the peaceful protest first started in Philadelphia. Somebody duct taped hand sanitizer to a light post.
Oh, that's good. So that people,
if you're listening, a shout out to you.
Yeah, whoever that is, shout out. That's pretty good. That's a nice gesture. Kevin in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty.
What's
How
up,
you doing,
Kevin?
Man?
Doing all right, man.
Yesterday, I didn't get a chance to say when you and I were talking about Bruce Lee. I didn't get a chance to say be water, my friend. I want to talk about Dr. J. I don't think that this man gets enough credit in Philadelphia because he didn't win 6 championships. But what I want to say about Doc is that last week, watching Comcast, I forgot NBC the girl's Sports name. Filler. She was talking about the 4 games, and she said the legendary Dr. J. So this man is a legend, and he can't even get in the top 10.
Well, you know, hold on. There's a couple of factors with that. To really remember Dr. J, you have to be 50. There are a lot of people younger than that. Because I don't really remember Dr. J as a player. You have to be about 45, 50 years old to really have seen him in his prime. That plays a role in it. Number two is, I think it's acknowledged that he was a great player, but shortly after that, you had the Magic and Bird kind of come right after him because he was older than those guys. Then you had Jordan. Then you had LeBron and Shaq and those guys. It's tough. Like it's tough. He came along in a very tough era to be remembered. But I think he gets his due for the most part. He does.
Okay, I will agree with you on that at some point, but I mean, when you got Bird at number 5,
but Bird did a lot more winning.
Bird, you know what I mean?
Bird had a lot more winning, and in playoff series head to head, the Celtics won more often than the Sixers did. I think that's one thing. I don't want to bring it up, but most people would agree that Bird is ranked higher than Dr. J. No one likes Bird more than Dr. J. Nobody likes Bird more than Dr. J. Nobody. But if we're talking about something we can agree on, he had more elements to his game in the more modern time. Plus, there's a lot of people who didn't really see the best of the doctor in real time. You have to be an older gentleman at this point to have really seen his best. I don't know what he was doing in the NBA. I can look at old video, but I wasn't living it. I wasn't alive when he was playing his best basketball.
Yeah, there's a lot difference from living it and just watching highlights. Like, right. I've been watching a lot of old games, doing the playback with Anthony, right? Mm-hmm. I've been watching a lot. Still not the same ebbs and flows. Like, all right, I watched a good Ron Jaworski game because we wanted to highlight the Ron Jaworski game. I don't know what happened the first 5 weeks.
Right.
He could have thrown 10 interceptions.
Right. We wouldn't know. So you're not riding that wave. But he's in the Hall of Fame. Jordan gives him credit. I mean, I think Doc gets, he's still a legend. Still a legend. Still smooth. You talk to Dr. J, still smooth.
Yes, he is.
Still smooth. Eric in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, how are you?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, I got three sports facts that we all must agree on.
That we all must agree on. That's the key. If there even 1% of the people are against it, it's out. So what do you got, Eric?
University of Connecticut, women's basketball team, best women's basketball dynasty ever.
Okay. There are some people who thought that Pat Summitt's Tennessee, Vols, Lady Vols. Well, are they still the Lady Vols?
Yes.
All right, yeah, but they were better. But I hear you. I think you're probably right there. What's your second one?
We got Wayne Gretzky, best hockey player ever.
Nope. I know people who say Bobby Orr. I personally, at Sixers Outsiders, one of the producers, says that Lemieux was better. Unfortunately, that one is not 100%. He's the consensus. But it's not 100% agreement because people say Bobby Orr, people say they say Lemieux. I don't agree, but they say that. So unfortunately, for that reason, I don't think that one counts. And what's your third one?
Well, isn't it time to change his name maybe to the third great one? Usain Bolt, greatest sprinter ever.
Usain Bolt, the greatest sprinter. He has the world records. He won the multiple Olympics. I can go with that one. The issue with that one is, there's always going to be the next person to come along and take that away. Because Carl Lewis was the greatest as well. And so, yes, for now, but that one's very temporary. Much more temporary than even the Gretzky argument. Because I don't think anybody says that Crosby or Ovechkin, for example, are better than him. But there will be a sprinter whenever there's, maybe not this Olympics, but the following Olympics that comes around and beats Bolt's records. And now he's the greatest sprinter. So, But you with the Gretzky one. Gretzky one should be to have the most consensus, but there's always hockey fans who chip away at Gretzky more than people that chip away at Jordan. Like when I say Jordan's number two, people get really mad. When people bring up Bobby Orr, when people bring up Lemieux, hockey fans don't attack them that same way.
Right. And you sometimes, and hear me out, sometimes you can't always use numbers, right? Because Barry Bonds is the most home runs in MLB history. Is he the best home run hitter in MLB history? You will get people that say, well, you start with.
Right.
So Hank Aaron or Babe Ruth.
I would say he's the best.
Me too.
I would say he's the best.
But you know there's people that say, well, Hank Aaron didn't cheat.
Right.
So he's the best.
Right.
So sometimes you can't use numbers. Now, I think Gretzky, I don't know. I didn't see Bobby Orr play, obviously.
Got
so
it.
Gretzky, you know, that stat of if you take away every goal, he's still the leader in points. And it's like, that's kind of impressive.
I think he's number one. But
right.
This is where Lemieux was better. He came. I hear it. I'm sure somebody in my social media is already talking about it. So it's. I think it's tougher to find agreements in sports and thus tougher to find agreements in life than we really, really think about. Even when something's very simple. And that's what's kind of been the theme all week long. What do we agree on? Because it's been hard to find. Much harder than I would think. That whole, oh, we just got to find common ground. Oh, yeah, you go find common ground.
Where is it?
Yeah, where's it at? I'll go right to your common ground if you find it. Mark in Voorhees, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Mark?
Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
Rough couple of weeks.
Yes.
The little taste of basketball coming back got me to something I had written down back in the beginning of March.
Okay.
When it comes to basketball, because the Sixers had just left the Clippers and the Lakers. And yes. We're kind of impatient because Ben Simmons, age makes a difference here. Ben Simmons, 23. Joel, I think 25.
Mm-hmm.
Now I go to LeBron, 35. Davis, 27. Kawhi, 28. Paul George, 29. We as Sixer fans are kind of impatient. A couple of more years, they're going to be kicking more butt.
Well,
that's the way I kind of look at that.
I agree with you on that. I think that we are impatient. We hold Simmons and Embiid to a higher standard than Jordan and Pippen, which is ridiculous to me, and more a higher standard than Shaq and Kobe. So I think that that is unfair, but being that that's the reality of the situation, they need to at least win a round in the playoffs this year, one round.
Absolutely.
They got to go ahead and take care of Boston. I think they have to win two rounds and get to the conference finals. Now
the way that's shaken out, that way I've read through it, I totally agree. If the farther they go, the better off we'll all feel.
Yeah, and then we can say, okay, weird season, all this stuff. Next year, they change some things up, and boom. You said you told the screen you had an agreement in sports. What is your agreement in sports that you have?
That something I think we all agree should on. Know, that experience piece. Right?
What was that?
That experience piece has got it. It is a factor when it comes to that game.
In the NBA? You see, unfortunately, people do not agree on that. Tons of people think that they forget that Jordan wasn't 23 when he won a title. He was getting swept when he was 23. That has been erased. Even though they showed it in the documentary,
yep.
People erased it from their memory since The Last Dance. He didn't lose to Orlando. He didn't get swept by the Celtics. None of that happened. Jordan just won every year. Never had to play a game seven.
Yeah, the first four episodes just disappeared.
It didn't happen. It was just, oh, man, look at him win. Then he came back against Orlando. They lose. That one didn't happen either. The first three happened. The last three happened. And all the other stuff was just stuff. And there's even people who thought, oh, no, even though Jordan wanted to come back and try to have, I think that team should have had the opportunity to lose it on the court. That's the only way to handle it. You win six. They owe you a chance to try to win seven. The Spurs in 99 probably would have beaten them with Duncan and Robinson. Because size gave the, how dare you say that? He would have won seven. No, he wouldn't have. But the Jordan thing is just weird. But they don't agree to experience. A lot of people think Simmons and Embiid are not on a natural progression. They think they should win it this year or their
right,
players.
Right, exactly. What, Embiid's 26?
26 and Simmons will be 24. Yeah, he'll be 24 this summer.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting conversation. I mean, people always bring up the Kawhi thing, but Kawhi was also with Ginobili and Parker.
And Duncan. And a Hall of Fame coach with a system of winning. Brett Brown right now, let's say he's going to be Popovich. I know there's a lot of people who doubt him. He still doesn't have the winning to have the pedigree. Once Brett Brown wins and has a certain system, hypothetically, he then could add other players and do more plug-and-play stuff. Right now, he still needs a buy-in because he hasn't proven to anybody that he can win a title. Popovich gets plenty of buy-in because people know his way works when you have great players. It hasn't worked without the great players.
Well, the problem is we think we know what Brett Brown's system is, and it's wanting to shoot threes, but you don't have the guys that do it. You don't.
They don't. But
yeah, had it with Redick, and then you had it the year before with Redick, Bellinelli, and Irsay.
But then they couldn't play any defense.
Right. They weren't going to win. That team wasn't going to win.
No.
But look at it this year. Your three-point shooters were Mike Scott, who had a bad year.
Yeah, he was having a bad year.
Right, he was having a bad year. So
a bad year.
I think we all expected Mike Scott to shoot close to 40%. He had a bad year. But James Ennis was one of the guys you, like,
early he was making, he was shooting over 40-some percent.
Yeah, they shoot from the corners.
He nosedived.
But you can't expect James, all due respect to James Ennis, you can't expect him, he's going to be our guy that hits threes off the bench with Mike Scott.
Well, they do have the player that leads the league in post-ups. In Brett Brown's defense. I mean, they do. And Ben Simmons doesn't shoot, so you know he's attacking the basket.
Right.
So it's not like they only shoot threes. I think the bigger problem with the Sixers is not enough of them outside of Embiid and Simmons get to the foul line. Tobias especially. Although, as far as I'm concerned, Tobias is bulletproof for a while. I have nothing bad to say about Tobias, at least until the game starts. He's been nothing but money during this whole situation. Greg in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Greg?
I think we can hopefully all agree that the baseball owners are playing some sort of a game
Yes.
Changing the numbers, changing the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't figure out what game they're playing. I mean, if they're making money but just making less money, I don't know what the problem is. You know, I don't understand all the numbers, but it doesn't make sense to me.
The other part that we have to acknowledge is any losses that the owners have, they can write off and the players can't. Any lost salary that the players right. have from this, they just lose that money and they never get it back. While the owners, right. if they lose the amount of money they claim, and I think they're lying. I don't believe the owners. I believe collectively the MLB owners right. are liars. But
yeah.
but even if they're telling the truth about those numbers, they can write that off and the players can't. Therefore, if I'm asking which one of you should take the L, the ones that can write it off on their taxes or the ones who can't, the write-off people should be the ones that take the L. So
right,
I absolutely
right.
think there could be an agreement. I think anybody's paying attention has to recognize how wrong the MLB owners are in this situation, especially when you consider how well the NHL and the NBA did getting stuff done.
Right. Well, I can't figure out why they keep moving the number of games back. I can't visualize what benefit it is to the owners to do that.
They claim the more games we play, the more money we lose. So they want to do a mini season so that they can say they had a season and they still get their playoff TV money and okay. while not having to pay anybody because they don't want to pay the players. And that's why the players come out and say, we're not taking a pay cut. And I don't blame them for saying it because 48 games is ridiculous. You never count a ridiculous with real. You count a ridiculous with ridiculous. So when they say 80% pay cut, they came back with, nope, I'll take my full money. When they say, okay, I'll pay you it all, but it'll be 50 games, they say, nope, 114 games. And now they're saying, nope, you need to do 48 games. And the players are going to respond with, nope, you'll pay me all of my money. Until the owners move to something reasonable, this is what we're going to get, and we're not going to have a baseball season. And I think we could all agree that that would be bad for baseball.
Oh, my God, it'd be terrible. It'd be terrible.
So bad for baseball.
Now, let me ask you, I asked Anthony this, and I wonder what your thoughts are on this. Do you think there are players who are totally cool taking a year off?
Yes.
Like, just like, yeah, you know, I got money in the bank.
Yeah, at this point, because it goes both ways. If you make the money so low, then certain guys can say, well, why am I coming back for that? And when you do it, and they came up with a plan that targeted their highest earners, the ones who can most afford to say, no, I'm just not going to play. The least, if they were being smart, and it would have been nasty, you would try to beat up on the lower earners who need the money. Instead, they went after Harper thinking there would be peer pressure. They went after the Harper and the Trouts of the world, and nobody's going to go peer pressuring them. Those guys raised the salaries for everybody else, so they miscalculated the deal. But yeah, there's absolutely players that are like, you know what, at this point, but who would have thunk? Now, Jason Stark has written about this. A lot of people have written about this. Corey Seidman, Jim Salisbury. The season could literally not happen, and it wouldn't be because of the virus. Everyone thought wow. if something wasn't going to happen, it was going to be because of the virus.
Right.
No, it's not because of the virus. It's all money.
It's just crazy. And I get it. Like, NBA, NHL, those players have been paid already for the regular season for the most part, which
there's going to be some payback on the back end, but that's part of the reason why the players want to get back to playing. They give back less money on the back end.
Exactly. Whereas baseball hasn't begun to get paid, which is why there's more, it's more of a contentious argument for owners versus players. But still, it's like, hey, you're right. This could be the reasoning isn't even the virus.
No.
We couldn't agree on money.
It's been proven
during the virus when people were hurting financially.
Between Korean baseball, all the German soccer, the Premier League's about to restart, all the top soccer leagues are going to resume. The NBA and the NHL, there's at least proof of concept that you can work around the virus. For everybody but the baseball. Everybody else can work around it. But they're like, we can't work around it. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. In life or in sports, what are the things after this tough, tough week or during this tough, tough time that we can agree on? There has not been that many things so far. I'm looking for more. Let's expand our minds and get on the same page, the alleged same page. Or is it just possible that the same page is a myth? 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5
The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. Everybody see, I'll get to the phones in just 1 second. Did everybody see that scummy guy in the park who, like, was taking the signs out of little kids' hands?
Yeah, that was weird.
I guess they found the guy. He was an ex-cop in Montgomery County. And now he does something else. It was weird. Don't touch kids. Can we agree on that? Like, you know, just leave kids alone.
Yeah, you're scummy is a good word.
Yeah, we're live on the air. I have some other words I'd like to use for a person like that. Like, why would you do that? Like,
and then you chase the guy with your bike.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's very strange, some of the behavior. We gotta all be better to one another. And then obviously, for the people out there, there's a lot of videos out there with the police people interaction. Try to stay safe. Some of the interactions do not look so good. And more officers, it seems like, are getting in trouble. So as this continues, both sides, please try to keep a cool head during this weekend, especially if the weather's nice. You know, there's going to be people out there again. And let's try to keep everybody safe. But don't chase any kids.
And don't push old men down.
And don't push old men down and then lie about it and then not help them. Like, that one went bad.
That's
was a bad
weird
one.
Again.
Yeah, like, why are we doing that? Like, that's why I'm attempting today to be lighter and brighter intentionally to try to bring some agreement into the situation, because things have not been so agreeable this week. Also, I'm wearing my Gritty t-shirt today. And the reason is because that fraud Max Kellerman said that nobody cares about hockey. And like I know people say that, but he's like way too much of a fraud to say.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that not every messenger has to be perfect, but he's such a fraud messenger that I had to like rep a little bit. I mean, I'm excited about hockey season returning.
Yeah, I am too. I don't really watch that show, you know?
No, I didn't watch the show.
Nobody really should.
I don't watch the show either. It went viral online. And Claude Giroux responded.
Yeah, I saw that. Claude.
Claude with a nice little troll. Yeah, good for G. The cap. I'm sure there's some people that started siding with Max once G said something. Because he has haters in this city.
Oh, that's right. For no reason.
Yeah, what is he doing? It doesn't help the team. He shows up half the time. This guy's not good enough. He's not a real captain.
Yeah, meanwhile, how many times did you hear strip the C?
Tons of times. And all those young players this year, who was the leader of the team?
Not Claude Giroux.
All those young guys that flourished. Partially is because they had the freedom because he's the leader.
Right.
No love for the guy. So, yeah, that's why I'm wearing the Gritty t-shirt today. Got to show a little love for the sport. I can't have Max. Like, I can't have that.
No, we don't need Max Kellerman now.
Like, has anybody ever said, man, I can't wait to hear what that guy has to say?
No, I don't think so. Is he good at boxing?
He is good at boxing.
Okay, so then.
Well, I should say this. Yes, he's better than most at boxing.
Okay.
Good at boxing. No.
Okay.
But that's his strong suit, his boxing. Joey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
What's up, Joey?
I actually wanted to touch on something Judah said about being a Cowboys fan as a kid.
And then switching.
To an Eagles fan.
Uh-huh.
Switching, right. So, I was born in South Philly. I grew up, okay, I guess when I really got into football, it was 1999 when McNabb was drafted.
Okay.
I'm 31 now.
I got you.
So by 2001, I became a Cowboys fan.
Why?
Because I did not like McNabb.
No, I didn't like his leadership. So what? Hold on. By 2001, when you became a Dallas fan, he got to the playoffs. Wait, 99 he didn't, but he got into the playoffs year two and three of his career, right. And I think won a playoff game in 2001, and you're rooting for Dallas because you don't like them.
Let me finish.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Now, out of spite, I went Dallas. Now, once McNabb, like, through Quincy Carter, through Vinny Testaverde, all those dudes. Now, once McNabb left, okay, once he was off the team, I jumped. I said, okay, I'm supporting my team now because I couldn't get behind him as soon when Kevin Cobb took his place. And then I was there from the Kevin Cobb era.
Hold on. So like, you, everybody knows I don't like Five. Like, he's not likable. But how do you not root for them during the Five era? And then when Kevin Cobb comes, you become a fan of him. You reek of fraud. I can't. I cannot allow that to continue. That call didn't make any sense.
Oh. Is he saying that he's more of an Eagles fan because he came back at a bad time? Is that what he's trying to say? Because we don't like I like McNabb. People don't like McNabb for reasons.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's the best quarterback in Eagles history.
And they had a good run.
He had a very good run. I just think he's like passive aggressive and like a baby.
Right.
And hates Wentz. So,
yes, he does.
And all that kind of stuff. Like,
the number five always love you. It was weird.
Yeah, like you never actually loved us. Like, it's fine. He should have more done that Drake song. How they never loved. Like, you were more that than Five will always, like, cut it out. So for those reasons, but I still acknowledge he's the best quarterback in Eagles history.
Yes.
But for Kevin Cobb, and then now he's been a fan ever since. They didn't make any, like, that was the
worst. He's 31. I'm trying to do the quick math here.
So he's born in 89. He's born in 89. So he's 10 years old when he's drafted. And then goes against the franchise quarterback, second pick. And literally, from year two, McNabb started winning.
Right.
That first year, when Doug Peterson was quarterback, and then he takes over. Year two, they made the playoffs. Year three, they won a playoff game.
And then, you think about it, so 09, he was still on the team, right? Was he done after, I think 10 was his, he's gone.
Yeah.
So 09, he's 20 years old.
Yes.
He's an adult.
I can't
agree with that.
That's no good. Yeah, that. Oh, now Booney says that guy rooted for Drago in Rocky IV because he didn't like Rocky's attitude. Yeah, he's probably one of those guys. Booney's right. He's probably one of those guys. What's this Rocky guy with the robot? What's that about? What's that about? A root for Drago. Yeah, he probably was. I that was weird. I got to process that call.
You think he rooted for Tommy Gunn in the street fight?
He definitely rooted for Tommy Gunn in the street fight.
Show that old man. Come on, Tommy.
Like, Andrew in Swedesboro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good show, guys.
Thank you. Trying to be a little lighter today intentionally because the heaviness out there is not pleasant.
Yeah, it's steamy and hot, and people are on edge.
Yes.
I'll tell you, for one thing, man, you have a lot of knowledge for a young guy. I like that. Very rare you see somebody with the depth of knowledge you have for a young guy.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm an old head, but you really have a lot of knowledge for a young guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. I'll tell you, man, here's the common ground. I look at a lot of stats, a lot of accomplishments through every sport. But one thing I always come back to, which still, man, is to me the greatest accomplishment in sports, Cal Ripken. 14 years. Never missed a game, played on the East Coast, third base and shortstop, never missed a game, never. That's something that is a feat that will never be accomplished by it. And he plays a sport they play 163 games a year.
162 games. Now, what about the people out there like me who think that he hurt his team by playing every day and he would have been more effective if he took the occasional day off because there was times where he played badly because he had to keep that streak going?
Well, you know, in 14 years, you're going to have some bad times, man. But the bottom line is, he stepped out on that field. I mean, 9 innings at third base and shortstop, the hardest positions to play.
Most of the streak, it was shortstop. The third base move came later.
But I
hear you like that it's an Iron Man feat, and he was able to pull some things off, and there's wild rumors about how that streak was able to continue. There's wild rumors about that that involved Kevin Costner. So, they're wild. You can find them. I felt that was dumb. My dad used to be like, yeah, well, if you took a day, take sometimes take a Sunday off the day game after the night game, Maybe you come back, and then sometimes you get the Monday off day. You come back for that Tuesday series feeling better. That Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday before the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Maybe help your team out.
Yeah, and I think it was about him. I think it got very selfish after a while. So I don't think, like, no one's going to break that streak. But I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
I think that's a good thing.
All the sports science in the world.
Yeah, like, if you need a day, take a day.
Plus, there's probably people out there that go, nah, Lou Gehrig.
Yeah.
Ripken may have broke his record, but Lou Gehrig was a better player.
And there are people, I've had a person tell me, not that this is a mainstream argument, you don't realize he played a lot of that career with the disease. I was a little flabbergasted, but all the time, you don't realize he was so sick and somehow he was still hitting home runs. I'm like, I don't think that's how that disease beat you up.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Yeah.
I think that's wrong.
I agree.
I don't have the factual evidence.
I wasn't around.
But I'm going to guess that that's wrong.
I think once the disease struck, it took him out away from the game. That's what I felt like. But no, you don't realize I've had that. I can't go with the Cal Ripken. But Google the Kevin Costner rumor. It's a rumor. I hope it's not true. And then what the owner did to kill power in the stadium.
Yep.
610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli. What can the word of the day is agree? In life or in sports, what are some things that we can actually agree on after a week in which we've agreed on very little? 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.